Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were talking about the complete continuity between 1 John 5, 7, John the Gospel, in chapter 14, verse 23, and Romans 8, 16. Well, let's end the week with that thought. His message flows through us. Now, we look at verse 7 then, of our text. And there he says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, and the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." Now, looking at that, you compare it to chapter 14 of John and verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, "If any man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." Now, in heaven, it's very important as we sing praise to God and the Son, and we see how we are to use his word, and particularly the gospel. We are to allow the gospel of Jesus Christ to flow as water through us to a lost and dying world that is going to hell. And so we are trying to reach this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we try to reach the world with the hope of living waters, a place where when they come to Christ, their spirit shall never thirst again for life, for they will have everlasting life when they receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, they'll thirst for a greater knowledge of him and of his word, but not for life, because they'll have it in Jesus Christ. What a great blessing that is. The Trinity bears record. Romans 8:16 says this, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Now, isn't that interesting? The Trinity bears record we find here in verse 7 of our text. And then over there, these bear record, then over there again, that we just read here in Romans chapter 8, in verse 16, that the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we're the children of God. That is why Satan has fought so hard to deceive people about this very passage that we're looking at right now. It is in there that it was written by the pen of John as the Holy Spirit gave it, and we can depend upon it. It was important, and it was witnessed in heaven, as Romans chapter 8 and verse 16 tells, that he bears witness with our spirit. The word is forever settled in heaven, but Satan attacks it on earth. As Jesus Christ himself was attacked by religious people, so today his word is attacked. But, as in the garden, Adam and Eve began to doubt his word, and that led to their great failure, and the sin nature entered mankind. Never, never doubt the word of God. That's one of the great sins of the day, doubt of the word of God. May the gospel never become a cold fact that we repeat, as one would repeat the name of a store or a ball team or something else. Let it be something that is just really a name that we repeat with joy and yet with awe and reverence. Now notice verse 8. Verse 7 is in heaven, but verse 8 says, and there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. Now in verse 7, the record was in heaven. Verse 8, the record is on earth. Of course, on earth, the Spirit uses the water of the Word and the blood of Christ to bring souls into the family of God. And He uses us by the vehicle of witnessing, testifying the gospel to this lost and dying world. Now, the 100% guarantee of salvation and eternal security is based on the fact that the Trinity is active not only in saving us, but also in keeping us. That is, if you believe this book, you know, Satan is active to try to deceive about the Bible. So be extra careful, because then he can deceive about salvation. He can bring doubt. He can cause you to not trust his word, to not trust the promises in his word. So my friend, don't let him do that. Don't let him do that. God's word is sure. So again, there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. Now, again, verse 7, and speaking of the Trinity, and you know, and when he says these three are one in verse 7, lines up with the Old Testament. And you say, why is that? Because in the Old Testament, the plural for God is used, but it always follows it with a singular verb when referring to Almighty God. In the beginning, God, plural, created, singular verb. See, Hebrew has singular, dual, and plural. Singular is one, of course, dual is two, and plural is three or more, but plural can also be two or more. Okay, so plural can be two or more, but it is distinguished here to show plurality. Yet we see a singular verb that follows that always. And so you say, well, why is that important? Why does it follow the name of the Almighty God every time with a singular verb? Because it shows that these three are of one essence. Hence, we have the Trinity. Three divine distinctions or persons in one divine essence. We call the Trinity, although the word itself is not in the Bible, but it helps us to know God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost is one God. Three persons. Okay, again, these three are three persons, okay? Three divine distinctions in one divine essence. Verse 8 says it differently. It rather says these three agree in one, then supposes that men would one day oppose and develop its own concept of the Word. Therefore, they try to destroy or corrupt the Word. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 17 says, for we are not as many which corrupt the Word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God. In the sight of God speak we in Christ. That's why, and let me say this carefully, that's why many versions, especially English and America, are coming out. and missionaries are starting to dissipate, not have quite as many. Why? Because there's no God in their book. There's no God that is really fits up, lines up with this. Satan in the temptation of Jesus tried to corrupt the word. One of Satan's greatest attacks is always to corrupt the word. So as we look here at verse 8, we see some similarities. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. Bear witness is the same Greek word that is translated bear record in verse 7. Record is used there because the word is forever settled in heaven. It's on record. It's unquestioned in heaven. Preserved totally, 100% exactly. That true record is to be witness to this world in which Satan is the god of this world. He's the god of the world system. He's the god of its cultures. And so we see that he is the god of the world, as the Bible says that he is, using a little g. Let us consider these three, though, that are bearing record. The Holy Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit, he says, bears record. The Holy Spirit. This is the very ministry that he has, that we read from John chapter 14 and 15 and 16, that he was to testify of Christ. In the Greek, it is the idea of an ongoing ministry the Holy Ghost has of Christ. Christ, for 2,000 years ago, after his bodily resurrection, gave the Holy Spirit of God to have this ministry so that he works in men, and it's an ongoing ministry. And by the way, since the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, when we're caught up to heaven, we'll still have the Spirit of God with us. Now, we see the ministry in John chapter 16 of the Holy Ghost in verses 7 through 11. Now listen as I read. Let me start with verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he is come, verse 8, he will reprove the world of sin. He reproves the world of sin via the word of God. That is why his word is God-breathed and of righteousness. God defined righteousness in Deuteronomy 6 and verse 25 as to obey his commandments or word. Righteous Christians are ones who live by and obey the word of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my